your weekly dose of news and information from the wonderful world of home care, waiver providers, and ICF IDD operators. This is the Home Care America podcast, powered by Cura OS, the all-in-one software solution forged from 30 years of experience in the industry. I'm your moderator, TJ. Today's special guests include Ms. Laura Bracken, leader in person-centered planning and national policy expert. And also today with us is Ms. Abby Ross. Abby is a Medicaid waiver consumer here to talk with us about her experience as a self-advocate and an inspirational example for other people with spina bifida or other challenges. And now, here is your host of the Home Care America podcast, Cura OS Board Chairman, James Griffith.
Hey, thank you, TJ. Wow, what a great lineup we have here today of guests. I'm so excited to be sitting here with my longtime friend for, 20 years, Abby Ross. She's such an inspiration, and I'm so happy that she's here today. And Dr. Laura Bracken, as you mentioned, being a policy expert on person-centered planning, I'm just so excited to have her here with us today. And just about monthly, she is a regular on our show. And today, Abby is joining us to talk about her experience, not only as somebody growing up with a disability, but as somebody who has really, really taken charge of her own destiny in a way that is inspirational to me, as somebody who's known her for so long, but to so many others. Abby, would you like to just take a moment to maybe tell our guests a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I'm Abby Ross. I'm 32 years old. I live in Springfield, Louisiana, and I am a adult with spina bifida, just trying to go through the world and live life like anybody else.
When you say live like just like anybody else, can you help us understand what that means to you?
So essentially, that means doing what people my age do, going places with my family, my friends, doing activities in the community, normal things that any individual would do despite, you know, challenges or whatever. You would try something, right? And I just want to be normal.
So, Abby, you said that earlier that you have some hobbies or interests. Some of them involve deep water. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So I recently started skiing. I do adaptive water skiing with a great organization in Bush, Louisiana. They're called Ski Dogs Adaptive Water Skiing. And I was invited by a friend of mine, really, because I was in a bad place in my life with insecurity and not wanting to show my body. And she really kind of had a conversation with me that really inspired in me the want to try that. And so I've been doing that for about 4 years now, and I love it. And other than that, I love horseback riding. I love going to country music concerts, specifically Keith Urban, because he's my favorite.
So how many concerts have you been to?
So just recently, I had my 37th Keith Urban concert.
37 concerts with just Keith Urban.
Yes.
So he's your absolute favorite.
100%.
You have a second runner-up?
A second runner-up to him would be Sarah Evans.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So how many of her concerts have you been to?
Believe it or not, only one.
Oh.
Because she doesn't ever come to Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
How many Keith Urban concerts did you say?
37.
That's a lot.
How many years have you been going to see Keith Urban?
Since I was about 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness. And how many times have you met him?
So I've only met him officially one time, but there have been other, like, small, I guess you would say, run-ins with him where he's shook my hand or given me a hug or something of that nature. But only one meeting where we actually spoke and had a conversation.
That's awesome.
So do you have a goal to reach like 50?
Well, there is a 100 club.
Is there really?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Are you on the fan club?
I am, yes.
Okay, interesting. So you said you also do horseback riding.
I do.
And then what other hobbies or interests do you have?
So that's really my biggest one. And
Your eggs?
Yeah, oh, yes. We had that conversation at lunch. So I do these things called Jewel Eggs. And I have a Facebook page called Jewel Eggs by Abby. They're essentially like, if you know what Fabergé eggs are, that's essentially what I do. And I do it all by hand and stick each individual little pin in the egg. And I do different designs. For example, since this month is Spina Bifida Awareness Month, I did a set for that, and I'm raffling those off to raise money for the Spina Bifida Association of Greater New Orleans. And all the money is going to go to them.
Do you ever do custom requests for any of your eggs?
I do. I'm actually in the midst of doing that right now. I had an order, believe it or not, from Colorado.
Wow.
For somebody that wanted a set for their home. So I'm doing that right now. And I do custom orders all the time.
And so it seems like you've been very, very supported in your life to pursue the things that you were really interested in pursuing. And so tell me about, you know, the people in your life that have supported you to reach your goals.
Yeah. So I've been very, very lucky in the fact that I have a family with my parents and two older siblings and grandparents and aunts and uncles, and we're a big Italian family. So I've been very lucky that I've grown up in a family that they don't treat me like I have spina bifida. They treat me like anyone else. And so anything I was wanting to do growing up, whether it have been t-ball, dance, anything like that, they've always been 100% supportive of that. Mm-hmm. And I've tried everything. And aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, I've been very lucky.
What are some of the things that you tried that you said, okay, this is not for me?
Sports. Anything, you know, athletic. I just was never really, I guess, good at. Like, it just, and it also ended up not interesting me as much because I just have not always been a sports fan. Mm-hmm. So
you talked about the support that you had from your family and your extended family, but not everybody has family, and there are many people that rely on a paid caregiver in order to support them to live the life that they want to live. What are your thoughts about those caregivers and what kind of role they would have with the person that they support?
So that's wonderful that they can have a caregiver, and I do think that that's important. I've just been blessed, you know, in that for the most part my family has been that for me, but for them, I think they really, the caregiver really needs to know the individual person. You know, you're not just a, you know, person that I'm coming to take care of from, say, 9 to 3. You know, you're a friend. You're a person that I want to spend time with, you know. I think it needs to be a very genuine friendship between the worker and the client.
So what would you want people to know about you? Like, if you didn't have family to support you and you did have a paid caregiver supporting you, what would be like the top things that you would think that I really want them to know this about me because this describes me as a person?
I am not just spina bifida. I am a person that likes to do other things. I am a individual. I'm, you know, that I think that's the biggest thing is I am a person. I'm not just a sheet of paper. I'm not just a, you know, person that has spina bifida. I am Abby. I happen to have spina bifida. That's how I would put it.
And if you had to describe your likes, your preferences, and in a couple of words, what would you say? Probably Keith Urban would be at the top of the list.
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. Him. You know, horseback riding. I love anything to do with horses, not even just riding them. Just take me to a farm and let me spend an hour petting them. You know, that's something I would want my caretaker to do with me. You know, to get me out into the community. I think that's the most important message I can give. I think if I was going to say anything, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, your adventure with Ski Dogs.
Yes.
You know, that was, you know, you were challenged. You said that was an emotional time when you weren't maybe having some insecurities. And tell us about overcoming those insecurities, your experience in accomplishing something that you set out to do, and maybe the impact that that's had on you.
Yeah, so for years, I can't even count the amount of years that it could be the dead heat of summer in South Louisiana, and I'm in jeans and not wanting to show my body. And that came out of insecurity from people looking at me and seeing that I have large scars on my legs from surgeries and things like that. And so I really struggled with that for years until a friend of mine named Kristen, she came to me and she invited me to do Ski Dogs. And at first I really wanted to say no, not going to even lie to you. But I looked at her and I could tell that this was just a friend inviting a friend to come do an activity. And I said, you know what? Why am I saying no to go and spend time with my friend just because I would have to put a bathing suit on? And so I said yes. And I did. I went out with my mom that day and I bought a bathing suit. And I said, yeah, I'll come. And I did. And it was the greatest experience. It really was. Because what I was confronted with was other people like me. I was confronted with people who are in very similar situations, who all had scars, who all had some form of a disability in some way or the other, whether it be, you know, a little more physical or emotional, whatever the case may be. And I ended up having the best time that day. I ended up just loving it, and here we are 4 years later. And I have worn a bathing suit. I went out and bought shorts. And I honestly just don't care anymore.
So it was a complete change.
180.
Completely. In your life.
Mm-hmm. And I can even get emotional talking about it because I feel more me than I ever have.
That's interesting you say that. And, you know, it's so interesting that your friend was the one that really kind of, I don't want to say pushed you to
no,
go.
No, that's the correct term.
Pushed 100%. You to go. But, and I don't know how often she was pushing or, you know, coming after you to try to encourage you to go, if this was a repeater request. But you know, sometimes it takes trying things to know what you like and what you don't like. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, in your situation, it turned out that experience changed your whole viewpoint on life and how you...
My entire mindset.
Mm-hmm. Right. So have you tried to encourage anybody else to go skiing?
I talk about it to anybody who wants to hear about it. I've told many of my other friends who also have different forms of disabilities. I've invited them out. I've encouraged them to come because this organization, I can't say too much about them. I could talk about them all day.
So you're talking about Ski Dogs?
Yes. So it's Ski Dogs Adaptive Water Skiing out of Bush, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing. The founder, actually, his name is David Thomas. And he actually is paraplegic, I believe. I hope I'm not misspeaking. But he actually had this passion before his injury. And he started it out of necessity of wanting to be able to continue skiing despite his situation.
So if this skiing was such a life-changing event for you, do you have other things on your bucket list that you want to try and experience?
Quite a few, actually.
What's on the list?
Like we spoke about earlier, a lot of it is travel. A lot of it is I want to go out of the country. You know, Australia would be a big one. Are we surprised? No.
Okay, why Australia?
Keith Urban. But yeah, a lot of my goals, honestly, are travel based. But other than that, I would love to have more time around horses. I would love to do even a lot more than I'm doing now, because I feel like with that, you can never know too much, I guess. And to continue growing and learning in that aspect would be great. And to really just try new things, honestly, and to continue to be pushed out of my comfort zone is a goal.
Now, we were talking earlier, and you did mention that you love Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts about, you know, spending time, more time in Nashville?
100% would love to. Yes, I would love to spend more time there and get to know that city. I feel very much me when I visit there, which is only about maybe 2-3 times a year, because I do have family that live about 2 hours out. When we visit our family there, I do tend to make a trip at least overnight to spend time there. And I just always feel so happy when I'm there. And I feel like the most me, I guess you would say.
Wow. So plans to move there?
Would love to. No current plans, but it's definitely something that would be on the top of the list.
Abby, when did you decide that you would start riding horses?
So my first experience with a horse was when I was 6 years old. And it was just at a friend's house. They happened to have horses, and I went and visited. And I spent time around the horses, and I didn't ride that day, but they just sat me on top of it. And it felt almost spiritual in a weird way.
Wow.
Yeah, it felt like I was just me, and I felt connected to this horse. And it felt as though finally I was being seen for me and not for spina bifida. And that was my first major experience with a horse. And so from then, I just fell in love with them.
How often do you spend with horses, or how much time do you spend with horses now?
So now I have been lucky to find a friend through my mom who has about 14 horses on his property. And he has invited me. I've been going there for probably about 10 years now. And I go once a week, and I spend a couple hours in the afternoon, you know, whenever I can make the time, essentially. But it's usually about one time a week for 4 to 5 hours I'm out there.
And the first time that you were on top of the horse, was there any nervousness, or were you scared at all even getting on it?
No, I was never nervous, not one time.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any special words of wisdom or encouragement for other people that are facing challenges in their life, whether emotional, physical, or intellectual, that maybe some words from Abby that might help them today or tomorrow?
Hang on, because every day is different. And I promise you, just because this day is not great doesn't mean tomorrow is not going to be. You're in charge. I believe you're in charge of your destiny. And I believe you can choose happiness, and you can choose to live life and be yourself at any point. You know, I don't think that you should be defined by a disability. For example, I am never going to define myself as Abby with spina bifida. I am Abby. I happen to have spina bifida. And that doesn't change who I am as an individual. So that shouldn't change who you are as an individual. Just because you have a disability, you are human. And you're a part of this world just like anybody else.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely see you as Abby, who is willing to try new things, who has a variety of interests, the skiing, the horseback riding, the jewel eggs. You also are interested in writing and reading.
Yes, yes, I do love that.
Yeah, so very, very interesting person. I'm glad I had the opportunity to get to know you.
Thank you so much.
And I would just like to follow that up by saying that to myself, everybody in this room, and probably anybody listening, that you have made all of our lives better today. And I feel, as always, very fortunate to be your friend and somebody who has known you for so long. You make my life better. Thank you.
I'm so grateful for you, James. I love you.
To learn more, log on to curaos.com and join us again right here on the next Home Care America podcast.